Take your Bibles, if you would, please, and I'll be very, very brief. I want to give us some time to have some fellowship with Brother Blankenship and the young ladies here at the end of the service. So 2 Corinthians chapter 1, if you would, please. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1. And we have been in this passage of Scripture. I think we were there last week speaking of that comfort, the who God is, and He's the comforter. And so 2 Corinthians in chapter 1, I'll just read here just a couple of verses. We'll pray and get right in it. 2 Corinthians, first chapter, verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Father, we thank you so much for all that you've done for us today. What a wonderful day that you have allowed us to have here in your house. I pray that, Lord, that now that you open our ears and hearts, and I pray that God will be receptive, Father, to your word today. We've already been blessed, God. The word of God has been sung. We've acknowledged the things that you have done for us, and so we're so grateful for that. But help us now, I do pray, that we will continue to allow you to speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we see here in this passage of Scripture that the Bible is speaking of that we have been comforted and that we are to comfort those with the same comfort that we've been comforted with. And we understand that the Comforter is the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. And we saw that over in John chapter 14, which we'll refer to that here in just a moment. But I want you to notice in verse number 4, it says, who comforteth us, that means draws near, comforteth us in all our tribulation. Now listen, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. Now, I believe this passage of Scripture is speaking of saved folk that may have some issues. Yeah. But I want to say this to you. Unsaved people are in trouble.
Right.
All right, I want you to know, unsaved people are in trouble. And so we are to be used of God to comfort those that are comfortless or uncomfortable. Go to John chapter 14. John chapter number 14. John 14. And we know here that Jesus was speaking to his disciples and he's telling them that he's going away. And he's continually speaking to them. And he says here in verse number 16, and of course this is all from last week. He says, and I will pray, John 14 verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. Verse 18, he says, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. So I'm going to give you a message today, comforting the uncomfortable. Comforting the uncomfortable. Now we see here that he tells the disciples, I will not leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you another comforter. Who is that other comforter? That's the Holy Spirit of God. He says he's going to be in you and with you forever. So those that do not have the Holy Spirit of God in them, they are comfortless. He says, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He says the world cannot receive the Comforter because they don't know him. So we know that we have a lot of people that are in trouble, if you would, over in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We spoke of those that are in trouble. They're in trouble because they are comfortless. They are uncomfortable. They are in trouble. Go to John chapter 3, please. John chapter 3. I'm kind of rushing through the introduction part real quick here, and I'll put the brakes on here in just a moment. John chapter number 3. Verse number 16. This is Jesus Christ speaking to a particular person by the name of Nicodemus. And he says here, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is what? Condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So I want you to understand that unsaved people are comfortless and they are in trouble because they are condemned already because they have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So they're in trouble. Now, the Bible tells us, referring back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, that we are to do what? Comfort those that are in any trouble. So the comfort that we have is the Comforter, the Holy Spirit of God. That's how we're comforted. So we are to help comfort others that are uncomfortable, in trouble. So we need to make sure that we're doing what we can to be used of God to comfort the uncomfortable. Are you comfortable? Do you have the Holy Spirit of God in your life? What about others that are in trouble and they're not comforted with the same comfort that we're comforted with? So God says, share the comfort. They're in trouble. Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So go back up a little bit. And you'll pass by Luke, then you'll have Mark there. Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5. And we want to see how this is played out here. The Bible says here in Mark chapter 5, in verse number 1, "And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes." Now, this is Jesus Christ. He's gone by way of boat with his disciples to the other side. So he's arrived on the other side. "And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit." So here we see a man that's in trouble, "who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains." So again, a man that is comfortless, a man that is uncomfortable, and a man that's in trouble. Here he is. Verse 4, "because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains." Listen, "and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones." My dear friends, this is a man that is uncomfortable. He is a man that is comfortless, and he is a man that is in trouble. So we see here the man, the uncomfortable man, the troubled man. But then I want you to notice the comforter. Verse number 5, "and always night," verse 6 rather, "but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him." So we see here that the comforter has shown up to a man that is uncomfortable. "And he came, the man fell down and worshiped," in verse 7, "and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." And so we know here that the unclean spirits are in the man. Verse number 8, "for he said unto him," this is Jesus speaking, "come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many." Again, these are the demons speaking through this man. So we see here, first of all, there's a uncomfortable man, a troubled man. And then we see the comforter, Jesus Christ, has shown up. And then we see here the comfort given. Look at verse 10. "And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him. Again, notice the comfort given. So, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with a devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. You see the comfort given? You saw a man running around in the tombs. He's cutting himself. No man could tame him. He's in trouble. But then you see the comforter has shown up. Jesus Christ shows up. He commands the demons to get out of the man. And then the comfort is given to the man. The man is there now and clothed and in his right mind. Amen. I'm so glad today that I'm in my right mind. Amen. And I praise God that he's come and saved me. Amen. I've accepted him and now I'm able to be in my right mind. Think spiritually and be a spiritual being and operate in the spirit because of the comforter. Amen. And so we move on here. So we see the comfort given. Verse number 16. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. So he wants to go with Jesus now.
Yeah.
He said, Jesus, you'll leave, but I want to go with you. So I want you to notice here what Jesus tells him. Look at verse 19. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, he didn't allow him, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. What is he telling them? The same comfort that you've been comforted with, you go and share that comfort. You go share that with your friends and your family, and you tell them that that comforter that's come to you, he wants them as well. They can be comforted with the same comfort. My dear friends, let me say this to you. There's so many people around us that are uncomfortable. They're in trouble. They're comfortless.
Right.
And we have the comforter.
Right.
Will you share that? Jesus said, I understand what you want to do, and I admire you for that. But I want you to go home and tell your friends how great things God has done for you. What has he done for you? You say, well, he ain't done much. Are you saved? Are you going to heaven? Remember that day? Well, I don't know how it happened. I don't know how it transpired in your life. I don't know if you heard a message or I don't know. Like my brother was listening to the radio and someone was there on his job. I don't know, but you can share at your job.
Right.
You say, well, the government says don't do that. Well, you can shine.
Yeah.
You can do something at your job. What about your neighbors? Do you know your neighbors might be uncomfortable? You know they might be in trouble? You say, well, they seem to be okay. Really? Without the comforter, without the Holy Spirit of God, they're comfortless. They're in trouble. Your coworkers, your neighbors, your family members. Listen, we sit here today. Listen very closely. If you're saved, we sit here today comfortable. But there are so many people like this man running around. They may not be cutting themselves. They may not be running around naked, so forth in the tombs. But they're in trouble. They're in trouble. And we have what they need. So we see here the command to share. We see the uncomfortable man. We see the comforter has shown up. We see the comfort given through the Holy Spirit of God. And we see the command to share the comfort. And then I want you to see verse number 20. What did he do when Jesus told him to go out and share the great things that God has done for him? Verse number 20. And he departed and began to do what? To publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all the men did marvel. Man, what about your friends? They used to see this person, that person. Man, what happened to you? I remember you were running around in the tombs, and man, I remember you were this way and that way. What happened to you? What's going on? I don't understand. What happened to you? Let me tell you this. And if y'all heard this for the 50th time, just act like it's the first time. I remember my dad. Man, I remember going to the house, and man, he had this big record player, like a top that goes over top of a record player. Y'all remember those records, right? Come on, y'all remember those records. Yeah. I know you don't want to age yourself. You know, I know you think you want to be 18, but I know. You know those big old records. So he had a record top. Under the couch, it was filled with marijuana. Filled with marijuana. And I remember I would walk back, and on the wall there, it had two little hooks. And there is a large, I guess you would call it a joint, just that long on the wall. I remember all those things. I remember seeing the coke, and I remember all of those things. But then one day, something happened.
Yeah.
He got saved. Now, I don't want to go through all the how he got saved and all that, but somebody led him to the Lord on the phone.
Hey.
He got saved. Well, guess what? All that stuff is gone.
Woo.
Amen. He goes and starts preaching in the prisons. Why? He says, man, there's uncomfortable people in the prison. I'm going to go around and preach in the prison. You know what he done? He went and told his friends. At my dad's funeral, four of his friends came up to me and said, your dad led me to the Lord. What did you see? You saw an uncomfortable man, and the comforter shows up, and now he has the comfort. Then what is he going to do? He says, I'm going to go and tell my friends. He goes and tells his friends, and now his friends are comforted with the same comfort that he has been comforted with. You see how that works? And you know what's going to happen when my dad gets to heaven? He's going to see those faces. Those faces. Would you go and would you share the gospel with those that are in trouble and comfortless? Would you do that? You can't share the comfort. Now, I want to make sure you understand this. You can't share the comfort unless you're comfortable.
Right.
If you don't have it, you can't give it.
Right.
So I want to ask you, how about you today? You said, well, you've been talking about being uncomfortable, and that's me. I'm that man. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm not running around in the tombs. I'm not doing this, but I'm a little bit uncomfortable right now. I don't have that comfort that you're speaking of, the comfort of the Holy Spirit of God. I don't remember accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus showed up with this man here. I don't remember having that relationship with him. I don't remember that. I've never done that. That has not taken place. Maybe you've been a church member. Maybe you've been baptized. Maybe you sang in the choir. Maybe you came up in the church. Maybe you have a family church. Listen, none of that matters. I've been a member of Grace Baptist Church for I don't know how many years. And you can still be uncomfortable.
Right.
The church doesn't comfort you.
No.
Baptism has not comforted you.
Right.
Growing up in the church hasn't comforted you. None of those things can comfort you. The comforter is the Holy Spirit of God that's within a person. That's the only comfort that we have. If you've not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, and you have that comfort, if you've not done that, you can't give it. And today, you need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's the comforter. Why would this man, when Jesus shows up, why would he say, no, I don't need you. I'd just rather continue to be uncomfortable. I'd just rather continue running around in the tombs. No, I don't need you. He would have still been in trouble. He would have been condemned already. My friends, if you've not accepted Jesus Christ, your Savior, again, it's not about church membership. It's not about coming to church. It's none of those things. It's about having a personal relationship with Him.
Right.
It's about knowing Him. You say, Pastor, what do I do? What do I do now? We've done wrong. Remember what the song was about? All of those things that you've done in the past, they're not remembered.
Right.
But that's once you're saved.
Right,
right now, they're remembered.
Right.
For the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
We're going to pay for those sins. But the Bible says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Once you accept him, those sins are washed in the blood of Christ. Amen. He came and shed his blood on the cross for our sins. You come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior. You say, Lord, I've done wrong. I understand that. I admit that I've done wrong. I admit that I've sinned. I understand. But I believe you sent Jesus Christ to die for those sins. I believe that. And I want to ask for forgiveness. I want to say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. And I want to accept Jesus Christ. I want the Comforter to be within me today. And you just pray and you ask. It has to be a prayer of sincerity. You have to be sincere about it. It's not just repeating a prayer. It's about what you mean in your heart. So if you believe that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for your sins, just accept him today as the Comforter. And I'll be standing here at the end of the service or during the invitation. If you need to say, preacher, I don't know. If you're a female, my wife can pray with you. She can take you in the back. We're not going to bring you out front. There'll be no embarrassment at all. If you're a man, we can get Deacon Slaughter. He can take you to the back and pray with you, and you can be saved. And then that comfort that you have, go share it. And if you're saved today, you say, preacher, I have the Comforter within me. I have. What are you doing about the comfortless? What are you doing about those that are in trouble? You say, well, I'm comfortable. That's all that matters. Really?
Come on.
If that's the case, we might as well go on home to heaven tomorrow.
Right.
But we want to be used of God. He told them the same comfort that you're comforted with, you comfort another.
Amen.
That's the command today.
Amen.
So we need God to use us. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand as we pray. Father, help us today. We thank you, Lord, so much for your word. We thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for our great salvation. And Lord, I pray, God, please, Lord, if there's someone here today that's not saved, they don't have that comfort within them. I pray that, God, that you'll please, Lord, you've already spoken. You've already spoken. I pray that, God, you'll just help them to come. And Lord, realize that you're the only comfort that can comfort them. There's no other way. There's no other way. And I just pray that, Father, that you will do what only you could do in that life and in that heart. And I pray, Father, for those that are saved and they trusted in Christ as their Savior. I pray that, God, that you'll help us to be obedient as this man was. You said, okay, go and tell your friends. Publish how great things that God has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. God, I pray you'll help us to come and just be used by you, to submit to your authority and be used by you to go out and publish the gospel. It may not be preaching on a street corner. It may not be preaching from a pulpit. It may not be going to this place or that place. It may just be witnessing to our coworker. It may just be sitting down and witnessing to a friend. Lord, we don't know how you want to use us, but we need to have a heart to go out and publish the gospel. We thank you and love you. As the music is played, and we'll have a time of invitation. And so if you want to come and pray, you can. If you are not saved today, you say, preacher, I don't have that comfort. I just don't know. I'm not certain. Come on. Just say, preacher, I just don't know. I want to be saved. And let somebody pray with you that you can be saved. Amen. Would you come? Maybe you just need to say, Lord, burden my heart for lost souls. And maybe you have some unsaved relatives, some unsaved friends, unsaved neighbors, what have you. Maybe you just want to come and pray and ask God to use you in that way. Some probably need to come and ask for forgiveness. We've not gone and published anything to anyone. We've not shared the comfort. We need to ask God to help us, forgive us, and help us to do better in that area, to be obedient. I want to ask you, hit my eyes closed. I just want to ask, if you were to leave this world today, tomorrow, next week, whenever, are you 100% certain that you will be with the Lord in heaven? Are you certain of that? Are you positive of that? Do you remember a time when you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you remember that? If you remember that, if you're certain of that, would you just slip your hand up and write back down, please, and say, I remember that. Amen. Amen. I see hands all over the building. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Thank you so much. You can put your hands down. Praise the Lord for that. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your word. And I pray that, God, that you will continue to use us to comfort those that are in trouble, to comfort the uncomfortable, to comfort the comfortless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate you and your patience. I know that we've gone long today, but you did owe me. You owe me 30 minutes anyway. Amen. And so I praise the Lord for that. And we've accomplished a lot today, or God has accomplished a lot today in a short amount of time. And it's just been a wonderful day. And so we're not going to be seated. We're just going to ask Deacon Slaughter to come up and close us out. I'm going to ask, I don't know if you all need to go to the back or however you want to do that. You can go ahead while we're closing up. Please don't forget to go back and love on them and thank them for coming, if you would, please. And then, of course, the items that are back there on the table, please take advantage of that. It's a wonderful opportunity. I don't know when the next time they'll be back. And so, again, please make sure that we thank them for being here. Dick Slaughter.
Number 648 was Every Day with Jesus is Sweeter Than Before. Number 640 was Close Every Day with Jesus.